Hello and welcome to Empowered the Podcast. My name is Linda and I am your host. I am an empowerment coach, a spirit junkie, a realtor, a proud mom, and a dog mom. I'm also an animal advocate, a child advocate, and someone that overcame a lot of challenges and trauma in my life. This podcast is packed with powerful content, inspiring conversations with amazing guests who will help you heal, grow, and evolve into a better version of you so you can attract in your best and most empowered life. I don't know about you, but I'm not here for mediocrity. I'm here for an abundant, blessed life. Life does not have to be so hard. That is an old program. We can do less and attract more, and I know this to be true. I love bringing you this powerful information. I hope you enjoy, learn, and grow. Have a beautiful day. Hello, and welcome back to Empowered the Podcast. I'm your host, Linda Brand. I'm so happy you're here. This is my passion project. I love living empowered. I love empowering you. I love bringing you powerful conversations with amazing guests who are sharing their wisdom, their expertise, their growth, and authenticity and vulnerability with us. And they are helping us heal and grow into a better version of ourselves. There's not one person that doesn't have healing to do. We all have some wounds, some trauma, little t, big t trauma. We all have wounds to heal. So today I want to talk about energy in motion, which is emotions. Emotions are energy in motion. We have to feel our feelings. I cannot say this enough. And we were brought up to not feel our feelings. Some of us were brought up in homes where we were told, don't cry, men don't cry. Some of us were brought up in homes with no affection, our emotional needs were not met, and we should cry. It's healing to cry. Crying is healthy. Crying is healthy. It's a way to release energy. It's very powerful. Some of us were brought up in homes with no emotions, no affection, no crying. It wasn't allowed. All of that. I have been on this journey for so long, and I started hiring coaches in 2017. And to this day, I've had a coach. It's so powerful. It helps me heal, grow, and evolve into a better version of me. It helps me become the observer of my life, which I always talk about. Self-awareness is number one. If you aren't aware, you're not going to be able to change or anything. You have to become the detective, the observer of your life. And yesterday was my birthday, and it was an amazing day. I was in nature. I did yoga in the park. I did a hike. I went to the ocean. I ate yummy food. It was really fun. It was beautiful. It was a peaceful, joyful day. And last year on my birthday, I said, I want a different life. I want a different life next year. It wasn't that I hated my life or I didn't love my life or I wasn't grateful, but I just knew that I wanted something more. And I do. I have a much different perspective. I'm happier. I'm healthier. I'm mentally healthier. I feel so much better. So I really wanted to talk about energy and how everything is energy. And we get to decide, I always say this, we get to decide every single day how we're going to feel, what we're going to do, what we're available for, what we're tolerating, what we're no longer tolerating. And that's how powerful we are. We can decide, and the universe will work in our favor. It's all perception. I've been studying the Course in Miracles, and now I'm about to teach a Course in Miracles study group. I made that decision last night, and I feel so good about it. It's going to be locally here in Florida, and I may end up doing a Zoom also where more people can join that don't live here. We're going to study the Course in Miracles. So back to energy. Energy is so important. I had an interview a few days ago with an amazing woman, and she fought cancer 3 different times. And she has just a story. She was a single mom. She was an actress, a model. She was all these things. She's written books, journals. She's coming on, Claudia Bernstein. And the point is, at the end, I said, how do you think you got the cancer? And she said her energy, her chakras were blocked. And it's so powerful when you know about our chakras. We have 7 chakras, energy points in the body. And if the energy gets stuck there, that's how dis-ease in the body is manifested. So part of how we can avoid our blocked chakras is moving the energy. So that means feeling your feelings. That means screaming if you need to, crying, punching a bag at the gym, dancing, breath work, yoga. There's so many ways to move energy. Breathing is so powerful. Like I wake up in the middle of the night and I can't sleep and I'm like, start deep breathing and I fall back to sleep. No medication involved, no drugs, my own body healing, my own body helping me. Breathing, breathing correctly. Breathing is free. It's our life force. I want to talk about laughing, crying, dancing, all the things we can do to move energy. Just so important. Being in nature, walking, moving your body, it's so necessary. Because the emotions get stored in the body. Trauma and experiences that we haven't let go of, we haven't felt, we haven't processed, will manifest in the body as dis-ease. So this is such a powerful conversation, and I needed to share this. So I talk about crying is good. Crying's good. We were taught our whole lives, you know, don't cry. Men don't cry. Crying is a great release. It's so good. And I'm sure when we were growing up, our parents had good intentions when they said, don't cry, or here's an ice cream, don't cry, you know, you're okay. And so today I wanted to share that it's so important to feel the feelings, to honor ourselves, and then release. And that's how we're going to heal. We're going to feel better. So good, so good, so good. I taught my Worthy Women workshop Tuesday night. It was so much fun. It was so good. I have 5 weeks left. If you are interested in joining, you are welcome to join. I am doing this free of charge now. And I love it so much. And I had a divine download to give it away, so I'm giving it away. I love doing my passion and purpose work. I love helping you guys. I love giving you tools. And, you know, it's a wonderful life. I hope that you are enjoying your wonderful life, because every day is a gift and tomorrow is not promised. We have control more than we know. We at least have a control of our energy and how we react to things and how we can respond and not react. We are powerful, my friends, and you do the work and you are going to feel so good every day. So have a beautiful day. Thanks for listening and live empowered. If you're looking for a coach, you can go to my website, lindabrandcoach.com. You can also find me on social media, Instagram, Linda Brand Coach and Linda Brand Homes. You can also reach out to me at my email, lindabrandcoaching@gmail.com. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening to today's episode. It means so much to me that you're here. I know you have many options of things to listen to. If you did enjoy today's show, please share with someone you think would benefit. I would love to grow this audience and help as many people as I can. Also, leaving a review means so much to me. I would love it if you could leave a review. I hope you have a blessed day and live empowered. If you're looking for a coach, lindabrandcoach.com. You can find me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, all the places. Take care, everybody.